you've done all that you could do. And for your faithfulness is your time. You applauded for the rest. Now is your time to be blessed. And for your faithfulness is your time.
The 24/7 Authentic Christian Ministry of Trinity Baptist Church. I am Pastor Clarence William Page, and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hear now the word of the Lord as recorded in Psalm 121. Psalm 121, the reading begins at verse 1. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Psalm 121, verses 1 through 8. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. Our topic, our subject for this worship period. On planet Earth, There are conditions that each and every inhabitant of earth have to deal with. Not all the same conditions, but each of us have or has our own condition. Your condition may be different from mine, and more than likely it is. Your situation may be different from mine, and more than likely it is. Your experiences may be different from mine, and more than likely they are. Your challenges may be different from mine, and more than likely they are. But we all have situations. We all have conditions. We all have challenges. There are those who envy others and would wish to have their challenges, that is, the challenges of others rather than their own. But that might not be wise, my friend, because what you see in someone else's life may only be the tip of the iceberg. It may be so huge, so mountainous below the surface, that you, if you had it, it would totally destroy you immediately. Yet they are dealing with it. Then there are others who seem to just drift along. Nothing seems to happen, and they seem to have everything great all the time. But I can assure you that each person has his or her own challenge with which he or she must deal. Perhaps the first and most important challenge on planet Earth is to find our way out of the state of lostness in which we are born. We are all born lost, and we need to find our way to Christ. As a great game, it were, where every participant must find his or her way to the heavenly home or be remanded forever to a burning hell. We need to look at planet Earth in this light. We are born on planet Earth, and we live and move and have our being by the absolute grace of God. There is no other way that it can be explained. It is the grace of God. He puts us on an earth that He has made. He has determined how life should be lived on earth. He has written the perfect manual. And some of us totally disregard the manual. We cast it aside, and we cast aside those who are reading to us and proclaiming to us the manual, the content of the manual. We cast aside the heralds who are proclaiming the directives, the commands that are in the manual called the Holy Bible. And some people never realize that life on planet Earth consists of being born into a condition of lostness and having the great challenge of finding one's way home to heaven. Some are so brute as to assume that there is no home, that they came from nothing, and that they return to nothing, that life is just an existence. They see the various strata of life on earth, from the most simple that they study in the sciences in their schools, to the most complex, yet they fail to discern a systematic order to life. They fail to believe that there is intelligence involved beyond that of man. How sad. How sad. So, first of all, it is important to find our way. That is one condition. Our first condition is the condition of lostness. On planet Earth right now, people are in either one of the of two domains. They're either in the domain in which they were born, that of the flesh, that into which they were born, into the state of lostness, or they are successful in having found their way to the domain of the spirit. They are still living in the flesh, but now they are also in the spirit. They have found the spiritual aspect of life on planet Earth. Many never find that spiritual aspect, and thus, from birth to death, they exist. They engage in the various activities of life, and at the end of life, they are simply remanded to hell, for they did not find the domain of the spirit. They refuse to believe the manual, the Holy Bible. They refuse to believe the Word of God. They refuse to believe those who found the domain of the spirit and who operate therein, and who every seventh day report to the assembly place where they partake of activities in the spiritual domain. And not only that, but who day by day live in the flesh in terms of being alive physically, but live in the spirit in terms of their philosophies, in terms of their beliefs, in terms of that which is internal and intrinsic to them, that part of them that will live forever. Some people never grasp the simple truth that that which is born of the spirit is spirit, and that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And so, never grasping that, they never get the spiritual birth. They only have one birth, and that is a shame. They don't understand the basic tenet of life on planet Earth. But yet, many of them see themselves as being the movers and shakers and great leaders on Earth, and yet they never move from domain one, the flesh domain, to domain two, the domain of the spirit. They never become born again. They are born just once, just once, just once, just once, just once. How sad, how sad, how sad. And not having knowledge in themselves, aside from what they've heard and rejected, of domain two, the spiritual domain, they cast it aside and walk in spiritual darkness for 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, some 100, and some even more than 100 years, walking on planet Earth in spiritual darkness and never really discovering the basic tenets of life on planet Earth. like a game that someone begins to play and never learns the rules, never understands the rules. A game that someone begins to play and never gets a view of the purpose of the game and the goal of the game and how to win the game. They never learn how to win the game. Without the spiritual dimension, you cannot win the game of life, not the game of life on earth. If you are only born of the flesh, and if you never become born of the spirit, you cannot win. As a matter of fact, you fail utterly the game of life. You may be in the greatest honor societies on planet earth. You may have gone to the greatest universities. You may teach at the greatest universities. You may have been president of the United States or king of some great nation, premier, prime minister. But if you never mastered the game of life on earth, you are an utter failure, because without rising to domain number two, that's the spiritual domain, while you live and walk and have your being on planet earth, you fail the course of life on planet earth. People who repair every seventh day to the assembly place of those who found successfully domain number two, the spiritual domain, testify against you. They testify when they go and sit and listen to the heralds proclaim the tenets of the creator of the universe. Some of you are teaching that there is no creator, that it was a big bang, but every seventh day, a significant portion of the populace of planet Earth repair to a place where they sit and testify by their very presence that there is a domain that you have not found. And they come back and they come to work. They work with you, and at the end of that week, they go back to that place called church. The activities of your fellow inhabitants on planet Earth testify against your ignorance, against your hard heart, against your stubbornness. You have conditions like they have, but that yet they have found a better way. They have found a better way. You are still looking for a way, but they have found the way, the truth, and the life. Let me put it this way. We will return to Psalm 121, but let me explain it by reading the word of the Creator himself. Reading to you the word of the Creator himself. He can put it better than I can, and he has put it better than I have. The Creator himself left it in writing for you. If you have a Bible, turn to the Gospel according to John. John chapter 3. It's not hidden in the Bible. Even in John, it's in chapter 3. Chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3. This is not hidden knowledge. This is not hidden information. These are not hidden directions. You have just resisted them and rejected them and rebelled against them. And thus you remain in domain number one, the flesh domain. And you have not to this minute ascended to domain number two on planet Earth. I do not mean dying. I mean becoming born again on planet Earth. When you become born again, then you get to domain number two. But you have remained in the elementary domain, the basic domain, the flesh domain, and you have refused to graduate therefrom and to engage in the activity of assuming occupancy in the spiritual domain on planet Earth, as have those, many of those who each seventh day report to the place of assembly of those who are in the second domain, the spiritual domain, those who are still in the flesh, but yet they have found the domain of the spirit, and they have accepted that they've graduated, as it were, from the flesh, and now they are living in the spiritual domain. And yet you are adamant in saying that you don't need that domain. Read or follow along as I read in John chapter 3, the Gospel of John chapter 3. The Gospel of John chapter 3, beginning reading at verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. John chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. In that verse 6, Jesus, the Son of God, said, That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That could be proved, no doubt, in the laboratory. That's scientific. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And so I said that you're born into the flesh domain. And if you remain there and not ascend by the grace of God into the spirit domain, and when I say ascend, I mean while still living in the flesh here on planet Earth, if you do not become born again, you fail life on planet Earth. You fail the course of life on planet Earth, as if it were a game that you enter and there are two parts to it. One, the part in which you enter, the part of the flesh. And number two, the winning part, the part of the spirit. And you fail to understand that there are two parts. And you assume that there's only one part, and you try to play one part well to the very best of your ability, and you glory therein, and you talk about how great you are in part number one. But you never even get into part number two because you refuse to believe that there is more than one part. You refuse to believe that there's the spiritual part. You only accept the flesh part, the physical part. And yet, you think you are doing something, and you live in that game, and you put all your effort in, and you strive, and you work hard, and you struggle for 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years, 105 years, and never get out of part number one. Because you cannot get to what I would say is domain number three unless you go through domain number two. Domain number three I would call God's abode, the third heaven. I would call domain number three heaven, where God is and where the saints are. And you can't get to where the saints are unless you get to the spiritual domain on earth first. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And you do not get to heaven unless you get into the spiritual domain here on planet Earth. So if you reject it, if you reject it, if you reject it, how tragic that is. Why would you get into a game and not learn the rules? And not accept the rules, particularly when you see millions of other people every seventh day operating in the domain of the spirit, the second domain. And yet you shut your eyes, stick your head in the ground, and say, no, there's only one domain. How utterly tragic that is. We began by reading Psalm 121. So let's return there too. For Psalm 121 pertains to people who are in the Lord primarily. People who know the Lord. People who know that there is a holy hill, that there is a God. People who have graduated from elementary flesh and are now living in the spirit. People who have crucified the flesh with its affections and are now living their lives in the spirit. Psalm 121. For those of you who are in the spiritual realm here on planet Earth, Psalm 121 says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even for evermore. Psalm 121, verses 1 through 8. There are those of you who are living in the spiritual realm. Those who are saved, who are in conditions, who have problems, who have situations. David was one of those people. He was pursued by his enemy, even enemies that he was trying to help. They tried to kill him while he tried to help them. But David cried out, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help." The man of God, the woman of God, must understand that this interaction with God is personal. And so David speaks in the first person, "I will." He didn't go to someone else and say, "Will you lift up my eyes for me?" That wouldn't have made sense. But he said, "I will." Those of us who are on planet Earth, first of all, we must act in the first person. When it comes to God, we must lift up our own eyes unto the hills. David not only lifted up his eyes, but he also understood that it was from the hills, vis-a-vis from Almighty God, that his help came. He understood that he was dealing with real and dangerous situations on planet Earth in the flesh, but he knew that there was help from the heavenly realm. He said, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills." I would even say the holy hills. "I will lift up mine eyes on high. I will lift up mine eyes to Mount Zion. I will look toward the holy place. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help." There are those of you who are saints, and you have serious situations, and you're wondering perhaps why you're in those situations. I cannot even imagine some of the situations you're in, and you know I cannot even imagine some of the situations you're in. But I can tell you this, no matter what the situation is, if you will lift up your eyes unto the hills, I guarantee you there is help in the hills. How will the hills help me, Reverend? I don't know, but the God of the hills, the God of the universe, Almighty God, who dwells in heaven, who dwelt on earth, and who is present everywhere, he will send help. He will send help. You are his child. You say, "Reverend, this situation is so bad, nobody can help me." That situation, my friend, is just right for God. Just right for God. Lift up your eyes. "Well, Reverend, I have prayed and things don't change or don't seem to change." I say, lift up your eyes unto the hills. I hope you have repented. I hope it isn't you who has you bound. Because if you refuse to repent, you have locked yourself in captivity. In the captivity of sin, if you refuse to repent to God, if you refuse to humble yourself, you have set yourself against Almighty God. And if you lift up the eyes of your hardened heart and refuse to hear God, you are a part of your own problem. But David said, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help." If you haven't repented, my friend, in lifting up your eyes, you need to say, "Father God, I'm sorry. I have sinned." And for many of you, you should say, "Father God, I'm sorry. I am in sin right now. I am sinning right now. And I wish I could get out, but I don't seem to be able to get myself out of this sin. I seem locked in emotionally. I seem locked in mentally. I seem locked in financially. I seem locked in every way. I don't even know what I would do or what I could do if I just walked out of this sin right now. God, I'm locked in. But I heard the preacher say that David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. I'm so far down, God, I don't even know which way is up. I'm in so much sin, God, I don't even know what good is anymore. I can hardly remember when I was good. I'm in everything. God, you know what I'm in. God, I'm lifting up my eyes because the preacher said, lift up your eyes unto the hills. God, I'm in debt. I'm in trouble. The police are looking for me. The FBI, the CIA. God, I've done this. God, I've done that. But God, I'm lifting up my eyes unto the hills. The preacher says you can handle them. The preacher says you can handle my creditors. The preacher said you can handle the FBI. The preacher said you can handle the CIA. The preacher says you can handle the drug dealer who wants to kill me. The preacher says you can handle the mafia. The preacher says you can handle everybody. So God, I'm lifting up my eyes unto the hills. Yeah, God, I did what they said I did. But the preacher said, if I would just lift up my eyes unto the hills. The preacher said, I'm still in domain number one. The preacher said, I'm still in the flesh. And I heard him talking to those who are in the spirit. But I'm going to lift up my eyes because I heard the preacher read that he must be born again. And so, God, if I need to be born again, that means you understand I've only been born one time. So, God, help me be born again. I don't even know how to get born again. But I heard the preacher say, I need to be born again. I'm lifting up my eyes. I know he's talking to those who are already born again. But, God, I'm tired. I'm sick of this situation. I don't know how much longer I can take this situation. It's been bad for a long time, but it's worse now. I'm lifting up my eyes unto the hills. I don't even know what to expect from you, God. I don't even know. I just don't know. But the preacher said that I need to graduate from domain number one, the flesh domain. I need to go to the spirit domain. He says I need to crucify the flesh and its affection. I've been a prostitute for a long time. I don't know how to get out of prostitution. All I know is prostitution. All I know is the streets. All my friends are prostitutes, and all my friends are pimps, if the pimp is my friend. God, I don't know. I don't know any other life. I've been a prostitute since I was 14. I don't know any other life. I'm 45 now. I made a lot of money, but I probably have a lot of diseases, and I've just been doing it, and it just became my way of life, but I'm lifting up my eyes unto the hills anyway. Can you help me, God? 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 You know how little faith I have, but can you help me, God? I heard the preacher say that David said, I will lift up mine eyes into the hills, from whence cometh my help. Help me, Lord. I need help, Lord. That's what I need. That's what I need, Lord. I need help. I need help. I need help. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know how you can do it. But God, come see about me. Come see about me. Come see about me. I'm an atheist. I don't believe in you, but things are so bad now. I know there must be something better than this. God, help me. Help me. Help me. I don't even know how to repent. The preacher said I ought to repent. I don't even know what repentance is. But I think you know. I think you know. It's so bad now, God. I got to have help. Can you help me, Lord? Can you help me, Lord? He wasn't even talking to me. He was talking to those who are already in the spiritual realm. But if they can lift up their eyes into the hills, I'm going to try it too. I see them going to church every seventh day. I see them getting together, and I see them having joy. There must be something. Yeah, I've been talking about you. I've been saying there is no God. I've been in rebellion. I've been saying do what you want to do. But now, God, I need you, God. I need you, God. I need somebody. Those on whom I have been leaning, they failed me. My money has failed me. I have no job. I lost my house. I lost my car. I'm almost homeless. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have any clothes. I don't know where my meals are going to come from. God, I'm lifting up my eyes unto the hills. It's the only thing left, God. It's the only thing left. The people who used to help me, they don't even want to see me coming. When they see me coming, they go the other way. When I try to call them on the telephone, they won't even answer. God, you are my final hope. God, help me. God, help me. God, help me. There must be something to it, because these people go to church every seventh day, and they go and go until they die. God, there must be something to it. I didn't see it until now, but now I'm beginning to understand, and I'm lifting up my eyes into the hills. Help me, God. Help me, God. Help me, God. For those of you who are already saved, lift up your eyes into the hills, for He is the only hope. He is the only help. I will lift up mine eyes into the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. David knew from whence his help came, and he knew which God his help came from. His help came from the God that made heaven and earth. Don't you know that's why Satan doesn't want the current population of earth to know that there is a God who made heaven and earth? Satan is teaching the Big Bang Theory. Satan is teaching evolution, because he knows that if people begin to understand that there is a God who made the heavens and the earth, that they will lift up their eyes unto the hills, and their help will come from Him. Oh, my goodness. Christians, how blessed you are. You found your way to the light by the grace of God. But there are so many have been blinded, and now they are being taught that is evolution and that is the Big Bang. It has been legislated, apparently, that you cannot even teach that there is a God who made the heaven and the earth. Satan is behind this, because he knows that if the current populace does not know there's a God who made the heaven and the earth, they will not lift up their eyes into the hills. They will go to drugs. They will go to satanic music. They will commit suicide. They will flame out before they get 50 years old. They will flame out before they get 40 years old. They will flame out before they get 20 years old, some of them, because they don't know that there is a God who made the heaven and the earth, and they will not lift up their eyes unto Him, and they will fail the game of life. They will fail the game of life. They will fail the game of life, and their destination will be His hell. He will get them in hell. He enlarges His hell to accommodate those that He deceives. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. That's from whence your help cometh, saints. Don't let anybody tell you that there's not a God who made heaven and earth. Your help cometh from him. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. This is the greatest thing Israel ever did for us, is to maintain a contact with the God who made heaven and earth. They failed him, but they maintained a contact and a seriousness and a commitment to the God who made heaven and earth. And we are to bless Israel forever, for it is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Israel. The devil has told many of you that we've been fooled, that we've been tricked. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. This God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. That's what Israel said. That's what Israel said. You ought to read the beautiful testimony of Israel in Psalm 48. Listen to what Israel, listen to what is said in Psalm 48. Psalm 48. Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great king, God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever, Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Psalm 48, verses 1 through 14. Israel testifies that this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. They seem to be saying ever. We just want to make sure, not only forever, but forever and ever. To that I can say hallelujah. Psalm 48, verse 14. For this God is our God forever and ever. Hallelujah. Not only forever, but forever and ever. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. That's how you win on planet Earth. You make this God your God forever and ever, and let him be your guide even unto death. That's how you win the game of life on planet Earth. Otherwise, you fail. You fail. You flunk the game of life on planet Earth. Otherwise, you flunk. You fail the game of life. Returning now to Psalm 121, verse 4, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. When you know your keeper does not slumber nor sleep, you know you're safe. The God that keeps Israel, the God that keeps the church, will neither slumber nor sleep. Verse 5 of Psalm 121, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. With specificity, who is thy keeper? The Lord. Which Lord? The Lord, the God that made heaven and earth. That's the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 6, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. You have 24-hour coverage. If you have 24-hour coverage, that's it. The sun shall not smite you by the day. The moon shall not smite you by night, because the Lord is your keeper. You have 24-hour coverage. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. He will preserve you from the devil in hell, because the devil wants your soul. And if there's anything more synonymous with all evil than the devil in hell, I don't know what it is. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The devil, the purveyor and the embodiment of all evil, wants your soul. But the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Let us pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. This is light to guide our feet. The 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church.
Faithfulness,
it's your time. You applauded for the rest. Now it's your time to be blessed. And for your faithfulness, it's your time.